There's few times when I would almost say, let's just pack up and leave after that, because there's really not another thing to say after that. But wow, that was thank you so much. I appreciate that. That was great. You know, that it's amazing how God knows exactly what I had in here to say, because he had put it in my heart, and it goes right along with that. Because, you know, my desire, as I was thinking about it, is as I get the pleasure of coming up and sharing God's word with you again 2 weeks in a row, it's kind of neat to do this. But my desire for you to, when you show up here on Sunday, is no matter what is going on in your life, no matter good, bad, horrible, or great, that you leave here in a better way. And not necessarily just because of something that God shared on my heart to share with you, but because of things like just what happened right now. Or maybe because of the fellowship that you got to have. I love getting to, before church starts, getting to give those, like I said, those holy hugs, because you get to see some people who, like, if nothing else happened for the rest of the day, that made your day, right? That in itself is why we should not be here, right, on Sunday mornings. We should be here because either, A, you're missing out on the fellowship with some amazing believers who I believe that wholeheartedly, because especially through all we've been through, you guys love and you stick together, and that is amazing. You know, it's just, it's great. So I'm thankful for that. So I hope that today you leave in a better way. That should be our hope, right, that we're recharged because we're around fellow believers and we get to just have that time, right? So, like Miss Venetia said, today is the last Sunday of 2019. Wow. 2000, I mean, it flew by, didn't it? I mean, so many things have changed. God is still on the throne no matter what, but God is bigger and greater than anything that we've gone up against, and has been there right with us through all the good too, right? So we're going to look at a topic that I'm not one for New Year's resolutions. Don't really buy into them, because I believe that if you base your trust and base your hope on these things, they don't really work. You know, you look at how much gym memberships go up at the beginning of New Year's, right? So many gym memberships go up, and then by about March, no one's going anymore, because everyone says, oh, this year's the year, this is the time, right? We do all this stuff, but the biggest thing that we miss out on, the subject that we miss out on that is a hard thing for a lot of us to do, is we don't trust. We don't trust as a society, we don't. I just want to look at the definition quickly of trust, of what it means. The definition is, it says, firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something, right? That, I believe, I know I say this a lot. I do say this a lot, but I look at the different things, and I try to look at, and I think it's my responsibility as one of the pastors of this church to try to encourage you guys to keep an eye on the society of what's going on in the world around us and what's going on. And that's one of the reasons, trust is one of the reasons why our society is messed up. Because we don't trust as a society as a whole. We don't. I found a little, when I was doing some research, I found a little study that's actually called, it's a little older, but it's called the Pew, done by the Pew Research Center, which they do a bunch of social trends. Some of you guys may have read some of their things. But there is a study that was called Americans and Social Trust, Who, Where, and Why. And since me, I'm one of those people who I love to study people. Don't worry, when we're talking, I'm not studying you. I love to study what makes people tick. You know, it's fascinating to me, and why people's personalities are the way they are. But as you look at this, what it did is it broke down different groups of people and said who trusted more. So it said, as a whole, older people trusted more than younger people. Some of you may out there go, okay, I agree with that or not. But it says as a whole that older people trusted more. Or also it said that married people trusted more. more than unmarried people. I don't know. I've been married a long time now, so I don't know. I understand that I do trust because I have that comfort, and so I think maybe that's part of that is. And then this next one I can definitely get behind. It says that people with money are more trusting than people who don't have money. You got that little nest egg, you got that little comfort, right? It's amazing how we're putting our trust in that, right? Or this last one is interesting, and we've seen it because I've been blessed to live in an area like this, but people in rural areas tend to be more trusting than people in big cities. And I thought about it as here in Lathrop and Manteca and our surrounding areas, we're not rural by any means, but we're not a big city, so we kind of have the best of both worlds, so we can kind of see the big city and we can see the rural areas, and I would say that would be a true one, right? That people in smaller rural areas, once you get into their community, they trust. They do that. But there's so many other things that this article went through and did and all that. But one of the things, the major thing that it pointed out without pointing out, the reason why our society is messed up when it comes to trust is because they're not trusting in God. Not trusting in God. This morning's message is going to be, I was telling someone before, it's going to be not a super long one. It's going to be one that's going to be straight to the point, and I hope that you go away leaving going, man, yes. But you look at, like I said, the studies, and you look at all the things, and you look at our society around. Is our society trusting God? No. No, our society is not trusting God. Are we teaching our kids to trust God? You know, we do. We have a young fathers group that meets on Saturday mornings, and we get a chance. Sometimes we just talk about life. Sometimes we go through our study. But the encouragement always is to these young dads is for us to raise our families trusting God. And for all of us, no matter what age we're in, we have a responsibility to raise the families. No matter if you're a grandparent, or your kids are way old and everything, you still have a responsibility to be teaching them to trust in God. You look at King David, he tells us this in Psalm 118, 8 through 9. It says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." So the truth is, again, it starts with trusting God first when we do things, right? We need to trust God first. Again, the verse that we've looked at a million times over the years. But as I say all the time, just because we've looked at a verse does not mean that we shouldn't still relook at it and digest it and chew on it like we should, that we're called to do, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Some of you could just spout this off right now. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Amen is right. This is a verse that we could sit and, these verses we could sit and digest and chew on for a long time. But I believe verse 5 sums it up when it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." Why is our society, why is things going wrong and why are we struggling? Is because we are messing up when it comes to trusting because we're leaning on ourself. We're struggling with leaning on ourself and what we are doing, what we can do. You think, take a second, pause. And this is not meant to like make you feel horrible or beat you up. Take a second and pause. Throughout this last week, think of times when you trusted in yourself. Think of times when you thought of, "I got this, my own strength." Doesn't always work out very well, does it? And I look at times when I'm like, "Oh man, I got to dig myself out of this hole," and go, did I trust in myself or trust in God? Even something as simple as as raising my children. And I think about when I discipline my kids and I react a wrong way. I go, "Ooh, did I trust myself my own understanding of the way I respond, or do I trust God? Or when I think about how I respond to my spouse, or how I respond even when I'm driving. There's a punch in the gut, right? Am I trusting God, or am I leaning on my own strength, which we're not strong enough to do that at all? You know, there is, man, there's so many ways, again, as society messes up and we've got so many new laws and new things that are going on with just skimming the surface, new things that are going on in society and new things that are going on in the world. I mean, even you look at as high as, not getting into politics, but you look at as high as the president of things that are going on right now. I would dare to say that with all the things that are going on, God has been taken out of that equation. God has been taken out of that equation, because even if someone says different things or whatever about, oh no, I'm following God in this, are we really? Are we really leaning on our own understanding, or are we leaning on God's? We can learn a ton from King David and how he dealt with so many things. Of how I love David, because David was a man who made a lot of mistakes, like so many of us, and like so many of the people in the society that we're saying right now, that I'm saying, that has not trusted God. But the great thing about David was what was said about David when he left this earth. What is now said about David? He was a man after God's own heart. Why? Because at the end, towards it all, through all of it, he brought it back. Even after making mistakes, he brought it back to trusting in God. Brought it back to trusting in God. Psalm 7:1 says this: O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me. So David's talking about right here, with he's dealing with these different people who are pursuing after him or coming after him and trying to kill him and trying to murder him. He's saying, God, God, help me. Why? Because he's putting his trust in God to help him deal with these people, right? He's going to God first. Then again, he also says in Psalm 41:9, even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. We read this and we read all these scriptures and we see this. We are reminded, when it comes to trusting, we are reminded that people, we are sinful. We struggle, we make mistakes all the time. But we still need to have a desire to trust, but it's got to come from us trusting in God first. We forget about that so many times when it comes to having a relationship and having relationships with people and loving people. The only way we can do this, because people aren't trustworthy as a whole. Even the best laid plans, best people are still going to let us down. You know, I think of people, young people who are so madly in love and they want to get married and they think, oh, everything is going to be roses and kittens. It's going to be perfect. Oh, he's going to love me forever. It's going to be great. He's still going to make a mistake. She's still going to make a mistake, right? Anyone who's been married any amount of time knows that. But the way we can get over the hurt and get over those things and be able to trust people is by trusting God, right? Because we need to trust people to some degree. We have to be able to do that, have to be able to do that to be able to function. Because really, if you think about it, without trust, true relationships are impossible. True relationships are impossible without trust, without some form of trust. True friendships, true spousal relationships, through family, anything, a true relationship has got to have some form of trust. But if we are not, again, I know I'm going back to the same thing, but it's on purpose. If we are not putting our trust and asking God for help in that trust, we're not going to be able to function. I mean, really, we're not going to be able to function to be able to trust people, and because ultimately we have to trust God so we can be able to be free to trust the other people that we have. And again, like I've already said, trusting others and having that true intimacy is got to come from God. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. It requires us to trust to bear one another's burdens, to be able to be a person who is able to do that, to be able to bear with one another, because that's one of the things I love about what this church does. And that's why this church has got through so many things, is because we understand how to bear one another's burdens, right? Because when something bad, like this week, someone called me, struggling, having a hard time, crying on the phone, she understood that she needed to share her burden. I know so many of you guys have done that, allowed us to do that with you. It's the same thing. We've got to be able to to be able to share each other's burdens and be able to give that trust that we have. So to break the society's mold for us to do, like I say all the time, to bring back everything of why the society's messed up and bring back God into the equation, bring back how to just make, I guess, to sound cheesy, but make America, make this world great again, is to be able to realize, like what Psalm 118:6 says, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear, what can man do to me? And then Psalms 27:1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? This one is one of my life verses. Guys, the message that I had on my heart for you guys to leave with you, this, like I told you, it was a short and sweet message. The purpose of this, as we start this new year, some of you, I know wholeheartedly, trust God on a day-to-day basis. Some of us are struggling with trusting God on a day-to-day basis. Some of us, kind of half and half. Wouldn't you want it to be said about you when you're dead and in the grave and gone, to be able to said nothing else is that he trusted God with his whole heart? They trusted God wholeheartedly in everything that they did. How are we going to do that? It's got to be on a day-to-day basis. It can't be like a New Year's resolution where we have it like we're going to hit the gym, we're going to hit the workout, we're going to start doing this for God, we're going to start praying, we're going to start reading our Bible, okay, and have this big, huge, I'm not going to miss a single day this year. It's got to start tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And it's got to start when we want to take this world back for the Lord. It's got to start on our knees. It's got to start to be able to do anything, to have successful relationships, to have this world being brought back, being pointed back to God. It's got to start from us trusting God. And here's a fun thing that I'm going to say that may step on toes. We've talked about it. We had a congregational meeting after. It's got to start with trusting God and with our finances. It's got to start with trusting God in everything in our life. It's got to start with us examining ourselves and looking at, okay, God, I need your help in this area, in this area, in this area, in this area, in this area. Because I need to trust you wholeheartedly. If we look at it like that, we look at it like the fact of that this is something that we need to have. Not something that's a nice idea, or not something that is we should do. No, it's got to be a need that we have, that we have to trust God in every area. If you got to write notes, I know some of you are note writers, some of you are journalers. If you got to do that, those are practical ways. Write out those things. Say, God, okay, here, this week I'm working on this. I can guarantee you this. When you start doing that, when we start doing that, our church is moving forward and doing great things now. Hang on. It's going to go even greater. When we start to trust God in everything that we do, and we start to do it day by day by day, God's going to take a hold of your life, and you better just be ready because He's going to do it. So it's time, like I said, time to take back this world. Time to take back our life by working on a day-to-day basis. So like I said, not a New Year's resolution, but starting now, we're going to work each day. I'm going to challenge you to work each day to go to God daily, and starting with those trust, those small issues and the big issues, so we can be able to say, yeah, at the end of today, I did my best to trust God. And then we'd start the next day and the next day. Let's pray. Dearly Father, God, thank you so much for... God, I thank you for the ability to have you to trust. Thank you for the just the amazing gift that it is to have what happened on Christmas, what we celebrate on Christmas was the birth of your Son, that we could be able to have a Savior that we can trust, that brings us through everything that we go up against, God. Lord, I thank you for the abilities that you've given me in my life to be able to have people in my life that I can trust. But I know that it starts with trusting you each day. And I know, God, that we all have busy lives and struggles and things, God. But I just ask that you give everybody here the strength to try to trust you daily. Because we know what's going to happen, God. You are worthy of our trust. Lord, we ask this all in your Son's name. Amen.